Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesia.
Pendengar, pemilik usaha kecil mengatakan mereka tidak puas dengan anggaran federal. Dukungan pajak sebesar $20,000 dan keringanan tagihan energi telah memberikan beberapa manfaat. Namun para pemilik usaha mengatakan mereka mengharapkan lebih banyak dukungan untuk mengatasi tekanan peningkatan biaya hidup. Berikut laporan tentang hal tersebut yang disusun oleh Piwa Kwan dan Alexandra Jones untuk SBS News. Pemilik usaha kecil Eugene Cheng menjalankan 6 bisnis pembersih sepatu di Sydney dan Melbourne. Ia mengatakan ia terbiasa merasa tersisihkan ketika berbicara tentang anggaran.
We don't have a lot of say in it, and therefore we just kind of take it as it comes. There's not a lot to it. Like I wish there was a lot to talk about. There isn't a lot to it. There's a small business tax write-off, which is a very interesting thing considering it really does help you if you have that cash to splash. But as the data is showing, a lot of businesses don't have that cash to splash to get that write-off. So if you're cash-strapped, how do you spend that money to then get that instant tax write-off?
Langkah-langkah khusus untuk usaha kecil belum ada. Selain rumah tangga, mereka akan mendapatkan potongan energi sebesar $325. Dan mereka akan memiliki kemampuan untuk mengklaim pengurangan pajak segera atas seluruh biaya aset yang memenuhi syarat dengan biaya kurang dari $20,000 untuk 12 bulan berikutnya berdasarkan skema penghapusan aset instan. Cheng mengatakan hal itu tidak akan banyak membantunya dalam menghadapi meningkatnya biaya dalam berbisnis.
Especially coming out of COVID, it's always interest rates going up, interest rates going up. We're finding wages, superannuation going up. It's just harder and harder to retain staff. All the costs of even freight and delivery and everything you see in the store going up. Our ability to charge has not gone up as everyone's spending power has come down. So small businesses get stuck in somewhat of a bit of a sandwich as we can't increase our prices, but the costs are catching up and it does make it very hard to continue doing business.
Risiko kegagalan usaha kecil meningkat sebesar 20% pada tahun lalu, menurut data terbaru dari perusahaan pelaporan kredit Ilion. Jasa makanan merupakan salah satu industri yang paling berisiko. Pemilik restoran One Noodle Pot, Georgina mengatakan kepada SBS News dalam program TV Mandarin, ini adalah masalah yang sulit.
It's good to see we have some benefit, but $300 something around a year for the business energy, I don't think that really useful for small business. Although we are in a very good location in a shopping center, but we still need to pay lots of effort and to cover the balance for the a lot of the cost. So we still need to really doing really really hard at this moment to make us getting better.
Namun ada salah satu kabar baik dalam dunia usaha, yaitu keterbatasan tenaga kerja mulai berkurang dengan jumlah lowongan pekerjaan online yang mencapai tingkat tertinggi dalam 14 tahun terakhir. Dan pertumbuhan upah kemungkinan besar telah mencapai puncaknya. Indeks nilai upah triwulanan telah menurun ke laju paling lambat dalam satu tahun. Indeks nilai upah yang disesuaikan secara musiman naik 0,8% pada kuartal ini dan 4,1% sepanjang tahun. Mengenai dampak inflasi, ekonom independen Saul Eslick mengatakan hal ini bergantung pada sejauh mana dunia usaha dapat meneruskan inflasi kepada konsumen dalam bentuk harga yang lebih tinggi.
And as demand weakens, which it's expected to do, businesses' ability to pass cost increases on to their customers will accordingly lessen, and that's part of how we get to lower inflation. The other important factor here, however, as the Reserve Bank has repeatedly emphasized, is that wages is only one of the things that determines labor costs for business. The other is productivity. Productivity growth has been abysmal. Indeed, for a couple of years, it was negative. Now, it did start to turn around in the second half of last year, and the Reserve Bank is assuming that that trend will continue.
Luke Asherstadt, Kepala Eksekutif Dewan Organisasi Bisnis Kecil Australia atau KOSPOA, mengatakan anggaran tersebut merupakan peluang yang tak terlewatkan untuk benar-benar membantu usaha kecil, yang merupakan 97% dari sektor usaha.
Look, small businesses are pretty underwhelmed by the federal budget 2024. There's not a lot in there to get excited about. It's really a status quo budget. We've seen the continuation of a couple of programs, including the instant asset write-off, some energy relief. These are good things, but they do not come anywhere near far enough to support 2.5 million Australian small businesses who are really the backbone of our economy, who have been doing it tough for a period of time. We really needed to see more than the status quo.
Untuk bisnis yang lebih besar, anggaran ini membawa kabar baik dan janji pasar yang lebih kompetitif. Namun, Dewan Bisnis ingin melihat lebih banyak lagi. Ketua eksekutif Dewan itu adalah Brent Black. Berikut ini penjelasannya.
But what we need to see, what we really need to see more of, is getting the fundamentals right. And the budget doesn't address those issues. So that's tax, that's industrial relations, that's planning reform, that's the regulatory impost in Australia. Those are still major challenges, and we need to see governments take on these challenges in order to make sure that we can safeguard our future. We're also a little bit concerned about spending coming out of this budget as well.
Demikian tadi sebuah laporan mengenai reaksi dari bisnis kecil terhadap anggaran 2024. Laporan itu ditulis oleh Piwa Kwan dan Alexandra Jones untuk SBS News dan disampaikan oleh Ricky Kusumo.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.